对。
百昆达之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年5月12日，星期日。我们今天又能非常荣幸的听到我们敬爱的阿叔为我们的盛典布加瓦坛的讲课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So you continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 6, Purusha Shukta confirmed.And today, text 43 to 45.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿博加瓦坛第二篇第六章，赞美至尊主的颂歌得到证实。我们今天的读的诗节是从第43诗节到第45诗节。
Okay, we read just the first verse.
只读第一诗节。
Aham.
Aham.
Sorry. Baba.
Baba
Yagya
Yagya
Ime
Ime
Praja Isha
Praja Isha
Aham Bavo Yagya Ime Prajesha
Aham Bavo Yagya Ime Prajesha
Daksha Adaya
Daksha Adaya
Ye
Ye
Bavat
Bavat
Adaya Cha
Adaya Cha
Daksha dayo ye bhavat adayascha.
Daksha ya, sorry. Daksha dayo ye bhavat adayascha.
Svarloka pala.
Svarloka pala.
Kagaloka pala.
Kagaloka pala.
Svarloka pala. Kagaloka pala.
Svaloka pala, gakaloka pala,
Nriloka pala,
Niloka pala,
Talaloka pala,
Talaloka pala,
Niloka pala, Stalaloka pala,
Niloka pala, Stalaloka pala,
Aham bhavo yage ime prajesha.
Aham bhavo yagye yaginna ime prajesha.
Daksha dayo ye bhavat adayascha.
Daksha dayo ye bhavat adayascha.
Svarloka pala kagaloka pala.
Svarloka pala kagaloka pala.
Niloka pala stalaloka pala.
Niloka pala, staloka pala.
Okay, word for word meaning.
四对四。
Aham.
Aham, 我自己。Brahma.
Baba.
Baba, 主希望。
Jagya.
Jagya, 主 Vishnu.
Ime.
Ime, 所有这些。
Praja Isha.
Praja Isha, 众生的父亲。
Daksha Adaya.
Daksha Adaya, Daksha Marichi Manuda.
Ye.
Ye, 那些。
Bhavat.
Bhavat, 你自己。
Adaya Cha.
Adaya Cha, 以及四位 Brahmachari, Sanat, Kumara 和他的兄弟们。
Svarloka Pala.
Svarloka Pala, 天堂星球的领袖。
Kagaloka Pala.
Kada.Kagaloka pala, 太空旅行者的领袖。
Niloka pala,
Niloka pala, 人类的领袖。
Talaloka pala,
Talaloka pala, 低等星球的领袖。
Gandharva,
Gandharva, Gandharva, Loka 的居民，歌仙星球。
Vidyadhara,
Vidyadhara.So those are the next verses.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do finish everything.
Okay, okay. Vidyadhara, Vidyadhara, 星球的居民.
Charana Isha.
Charana Isha. Charana 的领袖
Ye
Ye 还有其他人
Yaksha
Yaksha Yaksha 夜叉的领袖
Raksha
Raksha 恶魔
Uraga
Uraga 蛇
Naganata
Naganata Nagaloka 的领袖位于地球之下
Ye
Ye 其他人
Va
Va 还有
Rishinam
Rishinam 圣哲的
Rishabha
Rishabha 主要的
Pitrinam
Pitrinam 祖先的
Daitya Indra
Daitya Indra 无神论者的领袖
Siddha Ishwara
Siddha Ishwara Sita Sitaha Loka 的领袖太空人
Dhanava Indra
Dhanava Indra 非雅利安人的领袖
Anye
Anye 除了他们
Ye
Ye 那些
Preta,
Preta, 死尸
Pisacha,
Pisacha, 妖魔鬼怪
Bhuta,
Bhuta, 怪魔
Kushmanda,
Kushmanda, 一种恶魔
Yada,
Yada, 水族
Mriga,
Mriga, 动物
Pakshi Adisha,
Pakshi Adisha, 巨婴
Yat,
Yat, 任何事物
Kimcha,
Kimcha, 以及一切事物
Loke
Loke 在世界
Bhagavat
Bhagavat 拥有特殊力量的 Bhaga
Mahasvat
Mahasvat 一定程度的
I lost Ojasasvat
Ojasasvat 心智上和感官上的特别技巧
Balavat
Balavat 拥有力量
Shamavat
Shamavat 拥有宽恕的心
Shri
Shri 美丽
Ri
Ri 羞愧于不虔诚的活动
Vibhuti
Vibhuti 财富
Atmavat
Atmavat 拥有智慧
Adbhuta
Adbhuta 奇妙的
Arnam
Arnam 种族
Tatvam
Tatvam 特别的真理
Param
Param 超然的
Rupavat
Rupavat 就如什么的形象
Ashvarupam
Ashvarupa 并不是至尊主的形象
Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由圣恩 Srila Prabhupada 提供译文特别具有能力财富心智技巧感觉灵敏力量宽容美丽谦逊和教养的这一切无论有没有形象，如果本人 Brahma、主 Shiva、主 Vishnu、Daksha 等伟大的生物体祖先，你们本人 Narada 和 Kumar 四兄弟、Indra 和 Chandra 等天堂半神人，布尔星球的领袖、地球星系的领袖、低等星球的领袖、Gandavar 星球上的领袖、Vidyadhar 星球上的领袖、Charuana 星球上的领袖、Yaksha、Raksha。和 Urga 的首领大圣人大恶魔大无神论者了不起的太空人死尸恶魔萨达们精神精灵 Kushmanda 巨大的水生物巨大的走兽和飞禽等等也许看起来是某种真理和至尊主的形象但事实上都不是他们只不过是至尊主的超然能量的一个碎片而已要旨上面列出的人物从宇宙中的第一个被创造出的生物 Brahma 开始到主 Shiva 主 Vishnu Narada 以及其他强有力的半神人人超人圣人 Rishi 还有包括死尸 Sadan 邪灵神圣神怪水生物飞禽和走兽等具有的特殊力量及财富的低等生物体他们表面上看起来也许都像是至尊主但实际上没有一个是至尊主他们中的每一个个体所拥有的力量都只不过是至尊主强大力量的一个碎片部分而已智力欠佳的人看到神奇的物质现象会惊叹不已正如土著居民惧怕邪灵惧怕霹雳遮天蔽日的大榕树森林中的高山峻岭等对于这些尚未开化的人来说至尊主的能量的一丝展示就使他们迷惑万分文明程度高一些的人会被半神人或女神的力量所迷惑 这些被至尊主创造中的各种能量展示震慑住的但对至尊主本人一无所知的人被称为是崇拜强大能量的人 Shakta。 现代科学家也被现象世界中奇妙的作用与反作用所迷惑，因此也是崇拜强大能量的人。这些文明程度较低的人会逐渐地提升为太阳神的崇拜者 Suryas 或 Gandapati 的崇拜者 Ganapatias。 Ganapati 的崇拜者以及 Ganapati 的形象崇拜人民大众Janata Janardana 或者是 Daridra Narayana。 接着他们会在寻找永恒存在之灵魂的过程中上升到崇拜希瓦的层次，这以后他们还可以继续的提升到崇拜主 Vishnu 和超灵的层次。但尽管如此，他们却丝毫不了解主 Vishnu 的源头 Govinda 主 Krishna。 除了上述这种人，世上还有些人崇拜民族、国家、飞禽走兽、邪灵和撒旦等。此外，崇拜掌管不幸状况的半神人 Shanideva 和天花病的女神 Sitala Devi 的也大有人在。还有很多愚蠢的人崇拜大众或贫穷之人。因此可以看到，不同的个人、社会和团体都在崇拜至尊主不同的能量展示，错误的把强大的崇拜对象当作是至尊神。但 Brahma 在这节诗中告诫我们，他们没有一个是至尊主，他们只不过是沾了全能的至尊主圣主 Krishna 的光。当至尊主在《薄伽梵歌》中告诉我们要只崇拜他本人时，我们就该明白崇拜主 Krishna 就包括崇拜上述的一切，因此他主 Krishna 就包括了所有的生物。每当我们看到伟大文献中说至尊主没有形象时，我们应该知道上面提到的所有在宇宙知识经验范围内的形象都只不过是至尊主超然能量的不同展示而已，没有一个能够真正代表至尊主的超人形象。然而当至尊主真正的降临到地球或宇宙中的任何一个地方的时候，智力欠佳的人又误以为他是他们中的一员，于是想象超然的神是没有形象或不具有人格特征的。事实上至尊主既不是没有形象，也不是具有在属于宇宙形象内可以经验到的各种形象。我们应该按照 Brahma 的教导去认识有关至尊主的真相。译文：特别具有能力、财富、心智技巧、感觉、灵敏、力量、宽容、美丽、谦逊和教养的一切，无论有没有形象，如我本人 Brahma、 主希瓦、主 Vishnu、 Daksha 等伟大的生物体祖先，你们本人 Narada 和 Kumar 四兄弟、因者和参者等天堂半神人，波尔星球的领袖、地球星球的领袖、低等星球的领袖、甘德尔瓦星球上的领袖、威迪尔达尔星球上的领袖、查尔阿纳星球上的领袖、亚克沙、拉克沙和乌尔嘎的首领、大圣人、大恶魔、大无神论者、了不起的太空人、死尸、恶魔、撒旦等精灵、库什曼达、巨大的水生物、巨大的走兽和飞禽等等，也许看起来是某种真理和至尊主的形象，但事实上都不是，他们只不过是至尊主的超然能量的一个碎片而已。阿叔。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Shakshura Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakaupataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, Lord Brahma is explaining, is through the meaning, through this comparison with the great personalities, is trying to point out how powerful is the Supreme Lord.
主 Brahma 通过去比较这些伟大的人物他们的力量来展示出至尊人歌手神的力量是多么的强大。
This here I mentioned a big list of great personalities. They are all endowed with extraordinary powers.
在这里面呢就列出了一个长长的伟大的人物的名单。那么所有的这些人呢都是被赋予了非常伟大的力量的。
For instance, Lord Brahma is the secondary creator of this universe.
比如说主 Brahma 他是这个宇宙的第二层创造者。
And he can create planets, he can create all different forms of life.
他可以创造出星球，也可以创造出各种各样形式的生命。
It's an extraordinary power.
所以说它具有的是卓越非凡的能量。
Then he mentioned great Prajapatis, Daksha and Prajapati, Daksha. They could create so much progeny, not just human beings, even other forms of life. They could create them.
而且这里面呢也提到了像 Daksha 以及人类祖先。那么这些人类就是这些生命的这些祖先呢他们是非常的具有力量的他们不仅仅是创造出了人类的生命形式他们是创造出了各种各样的生命形式。
Narada Muni, the Kumaras.
比如说还有像 Narada Muni, 像 Kumaras 四兄弟们。
Great demigods like Indra and Chandra.
还有这些非常伟大的了不起的半神人们比如说像 Indra 和太阳神 Chandra。
The leaders of the lower planetary systems.
还有像低等星系的这些首领们。
The leader of earthly planetary systems.
在地球星系上的这些首领们。
We are not talking about the leaders of country. We are talking of leaders of the planets.
我们现在谈的可不是国家的领导人，我们谈的是这些星球的领导者。
We talk about Gandharva planets.
我们还谈到了 Gandharva 的星宿，也就是歌仙的星宿。
This is like in the middle, is lower heavenly planets.
那这些呢，都是处在较低层面的天堂星宿。
All the entities in this planet, they can sing very beautifully.
在这些星宿中的这些生物体们呢，都能非常动听的歌唱。
Vidyadhara, Siddhaloka.
比如说还有像 Vidyadhara 还有像 Siddhaloka
They all have great mystic powers
这些星宿上的生物体们呢都有非常了不起的玄秘力量
They can fly over outer space without any vehicle
他们不需要任何的媒介就可以在外太空中飞行
All like Narada Muni they can do the same as Narada Muni does they can even go to other planets
那么所有这些人呢都可以像 Narada Muni 那样随意的行走他们也可以去到其他的星球。
Without any vehicle.
他们不需要任何的器具去帮助他们。
Simply by their will.
他们只是有这种意愿就可以走了。
The difference is that Narada Muni can also go to the spiritual planets.
那和 Narada Muni 不一样的地方就是 Narada Muni 他可以去到灵性的星球。
Charana Loka also great heavenly planets.
Charana Loka 也是一个非常伟大的星球。
Then the Yakshas, these are already in the lower planetary systems.
那还有像这个 Yaksha, 我们现在已经谈到了低等的星球了。
Yaksha, Rakshas, Uragas.
比如说像 Yaksha, 还有像Shaksha, 还有 Raksha, 还有像 Uraga, 这些。
Uragas, they are in between. All these Yaksha, Rakshas, Uragas are in between the demigods and human beings.
哦，那么像这个 Yaksha, Raksha, 还有像 Uraga, 他们都是在人类和半神人之间的这些生物体。
Means they are superior to human beings, but they are inferior to demigods.
也就是说呢，他们比人类要高，但是他们比半神人要低。
Uragas can take a form of snakes.
那 Uraga 呢，他们可以是以蛇的形象展现的。
Like the Naga snakes.
比如说像 Naga 蛇。
They are very, very, very powerful. Even though they have a body of snakes, they are more powerful than human beings.
虽然说他们是以蛇的这个形象展现的，但是他们的这个力量呢，要比人的力量要强大的多。
And then there are so many lower powerful people like evil spirits, Satans, Jinns, Kusmandas, all these. These are all entities endowed with extreme powers.
然后还有各种各样的这些这个灵体，比如说像这个恶灵啊，或者像撒旦呐，像精灵啊，还有像这个 Kusmanda 呀，那他们其实也都是就是非常非常的具有力量的这些灵体们，生物。
We tend to dismiss this as superstition.
我们通常来说呢，会把这个给认为是迷信。
Because modern science tried to destroy all this idea of other entities besides human beings.
因为这个现代科学呢，总是要去打消有除了人之外的其他的一些生物体的存在的这些想法。
Most people in this world, they are convinced that they are the only entities, that they are only human beings, and they are only entities living in the universe.
那么这个大部分的人呢，他们都确信，就是在这个宇宙中，只有就是我们现在存在的这些生物体，或者就只有现在存在的这种人类是存在在这个宇宙里面的。
Yes, they understand that they are lower species of life, the animals, birds, insects, but human beings, they are the topmost created entities in all creation.
那么他们当然理解还有一些低等的动物的形式存在，比如说有这个动物啊，鸟儿啊，还有像是这个昆虫啊之类的。但是呢，他们却相信人类是在这个创造中最处在最高级的状态中的生物体。
They don't believe that there are higher beings living in the higher planetary systems.
对，他们并不相信在更高等的星宿之中呢有更高的生物体的存在。
Certainly, they are not going to believe that there are inhabitants in the moon or in the sun planets.
当然，他们不会相信在月亮或者是在太阳的星在太阳系里面还有生物体的存在。
Because they think that life can only exist in atmosphere, like the atmosphere we know in this planet.
因为他们就觉得呢，这个生物体它只能够存活在现在我们所知晓的、我们所存活在的这种大气的氛围之中。
I cannot live in a sun planet. It's just fire. Nobody can live there.
所以说呢，根本就不可能有人住在太阳星球里面，因为如果是住在太阳星球里面的话，一下就被烧死了。
So most people, misguided by the scientific people, they disbelieve that there are other forms of life in other planets.
所以大部分的人呢，都是被这个现代科学家的这个说法给误导了，所以呢，他们就相信在其他的这个星球里面是根本就不可能有生物体的存在的。
They tend to believe more in what the scientists say than what the Vedas or the great Vedic authorities may say.
所以呢，他们更相信现代科学家的话，而不相信伟大经里面的话，或者也不相信这个 就是伟达的这个经典里面中的说法。
They also don't believe there are great powerful entities in the lower planetary systems.
而且他们也不相信在低等的星宿里面有非常具有神力的生物体的存在。
And even in this planet where we are living, there are so many entities who have subtle bodies and they are very powerful, and we dismiss their existence.
但事实上，就在我们现在所居住的这个星球，也有很多的这个拥有着精微躯体的这些生物体，他们也是非常的具有这个神力的。但是呢，我们却不相信。
But there are still many people in the world who believe in the existence of these powerful entities, either from heavenly planets or lower planetary systems, or even in this Earth planet, living in subtle bodies.
You mean there are some people believe that?
There are some people who believe.
Okay. Okay, 但是呢，确实是有一些人他是相信，就是我们有这个高等星宿和低等星宿，都是有生命体的存在的，并且呢，也相信在我们现在所生活的这个星球里面是有具有更精微的神力的这种生物体存在的。
Particularly those who are followers of the Vedic culture.
特别是那些追随伟达文化的人，他们会是有这样的相信的。
Or even followers of bona fide religions.
或者说是那些追随正宗的宗教体系的人也会相信。
Yeah, they believe that there are different planetary systems with higher entities, and they believe also that in this planet there are lower entities that can affect our existence.
所以呢，他们确实是相信有这个不同的这个星宿的这个体系，而且呢，也有更高等的生物体的这个存在，或者也有这个低等的这个生物体的存在。那么所有的这些呢，都是有可能会去影响到我们的存在的。
So this all these entities that Lord Brahma mentions here, you know, going from the top to the lower, you know, these are all entities were endowed with exceptional powers.
那主 Brahma 在这里面所列出来的这个长长的名单，从高等的生物体一直到低等的生物体的所有的，他们都是被赋有了玄秘的力量的。
And any entity that manifests power.Naturally becomes captivates our attention, captivates us.
任何一个释出他们的玄秘力量的人，那也就非常自然的会得到我们的注意，会吸引我们。
And there are many people who worship all these different types of entities because of their extraordinary power.
那而且呢，就是由于他们卓越非凡的这种力量，使得很多人呢都会去崇拜他们。
Actually, Prabhupada said those undeveloped, certain people like the aborigines, they can even worship a ghost in a banyan tree or a ghost in a mountain.
那么像舍拉帕帕他就讲到了，就是那些没有完全发展起来的那些人，那么他们甚至于可以去崇拜在山里面的一个鬼魂，或者是在榕树里面的一个鬼魂。
And not just only the aborigines in the jungle, but also even in modern society, there are still people worship these entities.
舍尔帕帕刚才说呢，就是这些这个土著人他们会去这样崇拜，但是事实上不仅仅是这些土著人们他们会去崇拜，即便是在城市里面生活的这些人，他们也会是去对这些玄秘的力量进行崇拜的。
And they, through their worship of these entities, they derive some power.
而且通过崇拜这些神灵呢，使他们就能够得到一些力量。
Those who are more advanced, they are captivated by the powers of demigods.
那些更加的这个高深精进的人呢，他们就会被半神人的能量所吸引。
Because there is a natural attraction to everything or every entity that possesses powers that we don't possess.
因为就是当任何一个生物体它 拥有一种我们所没有拥有的这个能量的时候，那也就很自然的会被我们所吸引。
But all these entities, yes, they certainly have great powers, but their powers, they are all coming. They are all manifestations, fragment manifestations of the powers of the Supreme Lord.
当然就是所有的这些这个生物体或者灵体，他们是具有伟大的力量的，但是呢，他们这个力量呢，只不过是至尊人格守神的力量的一个小碎片而已。
The Supreme Lord possesses all powers perfectly and completely.
而至尊人格守神呢，他是拥有所有的这些力量的，是完全的拥有，而且是完美的拥有的。
He is more powerful than any of these living entities mentioned here by Lord Brahma.
他呢比由主 Brahma 所提到的所有的这些生物体的力量所具有这个力量都要强大。
He is the supreme powerful.
所以呢，他是具有至尊的强大的力量的人。
All of these entities, they can manifest some fragmental power.From the Lord's power.
那么所有的这些生物体呢，他们都可以展现出主所拥有的力量的一个碎片的展示。
But Krishna has infinite power.
但是 Krishna 呢，他所拥有的力量是无限的。
So no matter how powerful a person, an entity can be in this material world, nobody can be equal to Krishna.
所以在这个物质世界，无论这个人他所展现出来的是多么强大的力量，他都没有办法和 Krishna 相比拟。
Nobody can be equal to Krishna, nobody can be greater than Krishna.
那么没有任何人呢可以和 Krishna 相比拟，也没有任何一个人呢可以比 Krishna 更伟大。
So this is what Lord Brahma is pointing out by mentioning how these powerful entities.
这个 Brahma 他去提及所有的这些伟大的这个圣就是这些神灵的这个力量，也就是为了这个目的而提到的。
Yes, he wants to point out that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the possessor of all power.
因为他想指出的是 ，Krishna 至尊人格守神是所有的这些力量的拥有者。
Because all these entities that he mentions.They are certainly invested the great powers that most human beings do not have.
因为所有的这些在这儿提及的这些生物体们呢，他们所拥有的这个力量呢，是大部分的人类是不具备的。
And they are so powerful that they can influence our own existence.
而且呢，他们是如此的强大，以至于呢，他们可以影响我们的存在。
For instance, ghosts can disturb us.
比如说像鬼魂就有可能搅扰我们。
So many people feel disturbed by ghosts.
有很多很多人都被鬼魂所打扰着。
But ghosts is just one kind of subtle entities. There are so many other subtle entities around.
但是呢，鬼魂它不过是一种精微躯体的展示而已。但是在我们的周围呢，有很多很多的各种各样的精微躯体。
And they affect us either in a good way or in a bad way.
他们呢都会在影响着我们，无论是从好的方面还是从不好的方面。
That's why there are people who know this, who know the existence of this entity. They offer them worship, so they like this. They are not disturbed by these entities.
那也就是为什么了解这些生灵存在的那些人呢会去崇拜他们，因为在崇拜了他们以后呢，这些生灵就不会来打扰他们了。
And sometimes they worship them because they want them to harm somebody else.
但有的时候呢，他之所以要去崇拜他们的原因呢，是因为想让他们去欺负其他的人。
So it's a fact. These entities exist even though it's beyond our mental, our intelligence.
所以说呢，这个事实就是所有的这些灵体他们都是存在的，虽然说这是超越于我们的心智和我们的智性理解的范畴。
But Krishna is the possessor of all powers. Completely and perfectly.
但是 Krishna 呢，他是所有的力量的拥有者，是完全的，而且是完美的拥有着这些力量的。
The Lord's power is the most wonderful manifestation of all powers.
所以说呢，主的力量，它是对所有的力量的美妙的展示。
And all these entities, they're just borrowing. They're just borrowing their power from the Supreme Lord.
但是所有的这些灵体，他们的这个力量呢，只不过是从至尊人格手上那儿借过来的力量而已。
So we see when Krishna comes to the material world, Krishna also performs extraordinary powers.
所以我们可以看到，当 Krishna 他来到这个物质世界的时候呢，他也展现出了超卓越非凡的力量。
And when you read these activities of the Lord, powerful activities of the Lord, we feel very astonished.
所以呢，当我们去阅读关于主所展示的这些卓越非凡的力量的时候呢，我们感到非常的惊叹。
And most of us in the beginning when we encounter these descriptions of Krishna's powers, we say, ah, how can this be possible?
所以我们大部分的人在最开始接触到 Krishna 的这些神力的时候呢，我们就会想，这根本就是不可能的事儿。
It is. They totally disbelieve in that.
所以呢，他们就会完全都不相信了。
Atheists totally disbelief in that.
Oh, okay, 对不起啊，是这个无神论者是完全都不相信。
But we aspiring devotees, in the beginning, we have may have a little doubt, but then when we understand more about Krishna, we realize that actually this manifestation of Krishna's power is nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing so important, so spectacular.
那么作为我们这些想要成为奉献者的人呢，可能在最一开始的时候，我们刚刚听到这个 Krishna 的神力的展示的时候，我们确实还是有一些困惑。但是呢，当我们越听的越多的时候呢，我们就发现其实这个根本就是 Krishna 不值一提的一些力量的展示而已。
So we hear that Krishna at the age of 7 years old,holding Govardhana Hill. In the beginning, we are astonished. How can this be? But then, as we know, come to know more and more about Krishna, realize more about Krishna's potencies, we say, that's nothing.
比如说，我们在最开始听说 Krishna, 他作为一个7岁的小男孩就能够举起戈尔丹山的时候，我们就会觉得，这怎么可能呢？根本就不可能的事儿。然后呢，当我们越来越多的了解了 Krishna 其人和其事的时候，我们就会发现，这个确实是对于他来讲是小菜一碟。
It's nothing. Like we already, just in the previous verse, Lord Brahma mentioned about Karanaravasai Vishnu, the Mahavishnu.
比如说在前面的这个诗节里面呢，主 Brahma 他就提到了 Karanaravasai Vishnu, 也就是 Mahavishnu。
Mahavishnu from his body, from his breathing, is manifesting universes.
那么通过 Mahavishnu 的一呼一吸呢，他的身体就冒出了这些宇宙。
So if this personality can manifest universes from the skin pores, skin holes of his body, how can he not hold a mountain with his little finger? It's nothing.
所以说呢，这样一个能够让自己的毛孔，就是皮肤的这个毛孔的一呼一吸都能够产生宇宙的人，他怎么就不能够举起戈尔丹山呢？这其实完全是不值得一提的事儿了。
When we are the one of his very remote expansions, Ananta Shesha is maintaining all the universes on the top of his heads. We can, how can Krishna not hold a hail with his little finger.
His remote expansion.
A remote expansion is not the direct expansion.
Okay. 那么就是通过这个Vishnu 的远处的这个扩展 ，Ananda Shesha， 他就用他的这个舌头能够举起顶住这个宇宙的时候， 就连他都能这么做，那么 Krishna 能够举起噶尔丹山这件事有什么了不起的呢？
Krishna is the original supreme personality of Godhead.
因为 Krishna 他是最原初的至尊人格首神。
Even though he appears in a form of a small boy, he remains the supreme personality of Godhead.
那么虽然说呢，他展现成是一个小男孩的形象，但是呢，他依然是至尊人格首神。
When we hear, oh, he married 16,800 wives, oh, how is this possible?
当我们听到他娶了16,108位妻子的时候，我们就会想，这怎么可能呢？
But you know, in Vaikuntha planet, he's surrounded by millions and millions and millions of Lakshmi Devis and Gopis who are all serving him as his dedicated wives.
但是我们要知道，在 Vaikuntha 的这个星球里面，Krishna 他被成千上万的、成百上千的、成千上亿的Lakshmi Devi 还有Gopi 们所围绕着。那么他们呢，全部都是作为他的妻子在服务着他。
These are millions and millions and millions of them.
那么所以呢，这是一个很大很大很大的一个数字。
Whereas here he married 16,800. What 108? What is a big deal?
那所以在这里面说他娶了16,108位妻子，这有什么了不起的呢？
So it's very difficult to understand Krishna.
所以说呢，去了解 Krishna 是一件很难的事儿。
Because Krishna appears in this material world in a form that looks like a human form, looks like us.
因为 Krishna 他在这个物质世界展现的一个形象呢，是一个普通人的形象，就像是我们这样的一个形象。
But even though is in a form that looks like us, he is the origin of all powers, is a supreme powerful person.
但即便是他展现出来的是一个普通人的形象，但他却是那个最原初的能量的源泉，力量的源泉。
So this is what Lord Brahma is trying to indicate.
那所以说这个呢，就是主 Brahma 他试图要说明的。
Because many, many people are attracted by powers.
因为很多很多的人呢，都会被力量所吸引。
And all these entities are endowed with powers.
而且呢，很多的这些生物体们，他们都是被赋予了力量的。
And by worshipping them, they can certainly derive great powers.
那么通过去崇拜他们呢，那也就必然的能够获得力量，伟大的力量。
So it's just, and they are just manifesting a fragmental portion of the Lord's powers.
但是他们所展现的这个力量呢，只不过是至尊主的一个力量的小的碎片而已。
So when we see anybody very powerful, or we see some manifestation of power in nature, we should always be reminded this is just a fragment of the Lord's power.
所以说呢，当我们看到了一个非常的拥有力量的人，或者说是看到了一个神奇的力量的一个展示的时候，我们都一定要记得，这只不过是主 Krishna 的力量的一个碎片而已。
Instead of become attracted by this particular power or by the person who possessed that particular power,we develop attraction for Krishna, who is the source of all these powers.
所以说呢，与其对这个展示这个力量的这个人，表示出我们对他的吸引，或者说是对这个展现出来的这种玄秘的这种力量而被吸引的话，我们应该去做的是被这个这些力量的这个源泉 Krishna 去。展示出我们的吸引。
That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, chapter 10, Krishna explains about his opulences that are manifested within this material world and compare, and he says that I am of great bodies of water, I am the ocean amongst beasts, I am the lion, the stars, I am the sun, to show that all these powerful entities,they are actually a manifestation of Krishna, a fragment of his powers.
那么在这个《薄伽梵歌》的第七章和第十章的时候呢， Krishna 就在试图解释着他所拥有的这些富裕。 那么他就讲到了，他是这个日月之光，然后呢，他是人的力量，然后他是这个俊美的山川，反正种种所有的这些呢，他都是为了要去向我们展示所有的这些伟大的这些力量，只不过就是他的一个展现而已，就是他是所有的这些力量的源泉。
So when you see the manifestation.Within this material world, with our senses, we perceive the manifestation of powerful things, opulent things, you know, beautiful things, you know. We should always be reminded, these are just a fragment manifestation of Krishna, the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，当我们在这个物质世界去感受到了一些非常美丽的情景，或者非常有力量的一些状态，或者说是这个接触到了一些这个让我们非常的震撼的一些这个情景和事物的时候，我们都一定要想到，所有的这些呢都是 Krishna 的力量的一个片面的展现而已。
So instead of being attracted to these manifestations, we will become attracted to the personality who is the source of all these manifestations.
所以说呢，我们就与其被这些现象的这个展现所吸引，而不如去对这些这个现象展现的这个源泉这个人去。表示出我们对他的这个吸引。
So many things attract us in the material world because there are things that have more opulences than we have, either in terms of beauty and strength, or wealth, or intelligence, whatever. All these, instead of being attracted to these manifestations of opulences, we become attracted to the source of all these opulences, that is Krishna.
那么在这个世界上呢，有很多的东西都会让我们表示出就是有很多东西都会得到我们的吸引的原因呢，是因为比如说在这个世界上有很多的这个财富啊、美丽啊、力量啊是我们没有的，所以当我们见到这些没有的事儿的时候呢，我们就会觉得很被吸引。但是呢，与其被这些事情所吸引，那么我们应该是被这些事情的源泉 Krishna 所吸引。
So simply by contemplating nature, everything around us, we can be conscious of the existence of Krishna. We can become Krishna conscious.
所以呢，就当我们去观想自然，以及当我们去感受我们身边周遭的一切的时候，那么我们就可以把它们和 Krishna 所连接在一起。这样呢，就可以让我们变得具有了 Krishna 意识，具有了 Krishna 知觉。
In the morning, we see the sun rising. We see the sun in the sky. Immediately, we are reminded Krishna.
那比如说在清晨的时候呢，我们看到了冉冉升起的太阳，看到了天空中的太阳的时候呢，它就会提醒我们，哦，这就是 Krishna。
We feel a breeze of wind running through our bodies. We immediately remember Krishna.
当我们去感受着吸进就是这个吹过的这个风，然后当我们感受到这个我们吸进的这个气在我们身体里流淌的时候，我们也立刻被提醒，哦，这就是 Krishna。
We smell some fragrant thing, immediately remember Krishna.
当我们闻嗅到了一些芬芳的味道的时候，我们也立刻就能够想到这是 Krishna。
We meet somebody who is very kind, very, 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 is endowed with good qualities. Immediately, you remember Krishna.
那么，当我们遇到了一些非常善良的人，这些人具有很好的善良的品质的时候，立刻我们也会把他想到是和 Krishna。
We meet somebody who is very intelligent. We immediately are reminded Krishna.
那么当我们遇到了一个非常有智慧的人的时候，我们也立刻会被提醒，哦，是 Krishna。
Something that is very beautiful, immediately you are reminded Krishna.
那比如说当我们遇到了一些非常美丽的事物的时候，比如说或者美丽的这个躯体的时候，我们也立刻会被提醒 Krishna。
Because all these opulences are just fragmental manifestations of the opulences of the Lord.
因为所有的这些富裕的展示呢，只不过是主的富裕的一个片小的碎片的展示而已。
So instead of becoming attracted or overwhelmed by the opulences as anybody else, anybody in this material world is, we become attracted to the source, that personality that is the source of all these opulences.
所以说呢，与其被这个任何在这个物质世界里面的任何人他所展现出来的这个富裕的这个碎片所吸引。还不如去被这些富裕的源泉，最终的那个源泉 Krishna 所吸引。
Everybody is affected. Everybody is attracted by the opulences within this material world.
那么每一个人呢，都会被在这个物质世界里面所显现出来的这些富裕所吸引。
Either in the form of strength, in the form of knowledge, the form of beauty, fame, whatever.Whatever a manifestation of opulence is there, everybody is attracted to that. Everybody is conquered by that.
无论这种富裕它是以什么样的这个形象展现出来的，无论是通过美丽啊，或者是通过财富啊，或者是通过力量啊，或者是通过学问才学啊，无论是哪一种的这种展示，人们呢都会。被其所吸引。
So when we understand that all these opulences, all these manifestations, this is are just coming, fragments of the great opulences of the Supreme Lord, so our attraction naturally is directed to the Supreme Lord Krishna.
那但是如果我们要是明白了所有的这些美丽的景象全部都是来自于至尊主 Krishna 的时候，那我们也就很自然的能够把我们的这个吸引的这个注意力呢指向 Krishna 了。
Like Lord Brahma concludes his statement, they are only a fragment of the transcendental potency of the Lord.
那么就像至尊就像这个主 Brahma 他在这些诗里面最后所做的总结一样，他们只不过是至尊主的超然能量的一个碎片而已。
So, encountering or being contemplating or witnessing these powers brings us to helps us to become more Krishna conscious.
所以说呢，当我们去观想或者是去感知到所有的这些力量的时候，那么也就可以帮助我们处于 Krishna 知觉之中。
And we free ourselves, we manifest some of these opulences.
而且我们自己本人呢，也会展现出其中的一些富裕。
Either we are smart.
比如说我们有可能会挺聪明。
Here we are very able of doing things.
或者我们也许可能挺有能力去做一些事情。
Even either we are beautiful,
或者我们挺漂亮,
or wealthy,
或者挺有钱,
or strong,
或者是挺健硕。
Whatever power we may manifest,
无论我们所展现出来的任何一种力量,
instead of making us proud of them,
那我们不要让自己由于有这些力量而感到骄傲,
thinking that we are very special,
想着哎呀我实在是太特别了。
Because we have some opulences,
因为我有这些富裕
it can help us to become more humble by understanding and realizing that this is just a manifestation of the Supreme Lord's potencies.
事实上，所有的这些力量呢，都可以让我们变得更加的谦卑，让我们意识到所有的这些只不过是至尊人格守神他的力量的一个展示而已。
That's why a devotee, when he is able to do something extraordinary and other devotees and notice that, oh Prabhu, oh Mataji, you did so nice, the devotee immediately within the heart or expressing by words, it's just Krishna's mercy.
那也就是为什么当一些这个奉献者他非常的有能力的去完成了一些事情的时候或者是然后呢他所展现出来的这些这个因功伟绩都被别人所看到然后别人会夸赞他说哎呦Prabhu或者Mataji您这事干的实在太漂亮了那么这个奉献者呢立刻就会说 这些都是来自于 Krishna 的仁慈。
You know, really feel, really think, this is actually just a manifestation, a simple manifestation of the Lord's opulences.
但是呢，它是真正的，确实是想所有的这些呢，不过是主，他是在展现他的一点点富裕而已。
So instead of becoming proud because of having some particular opulence that has been recognized by others, we become more humble and admit this is just Krishna's manifestation of Krishna's opulences.
所以呢，这样就不会由于自己有一些特别的这些富裕而被别人认可或者被别人夸造而变得骄傲，而是呢会非常的谦卑的去承认这只不过是 Krishna 的仁慈的仁慈而已。
So it's actually a very profound statement that Lord Brahma is making here.
事实上呢，主 Brahma 他在这里面所做出来的这个陈述呢是非常的深刻的。
Because all these personalities, they actually manifest extraordinary opulences of the Lord.
因为所有的这些人物，他们都展现的是主的卓越非凡的富裕。
Much higher than any human being can manifest.
那么他们所展现出来的这些富裕呢，是任何的普通的人类是没有办法去展现的。
And Lord Brahma said, but this is just only a fragment of the transcendental potency of the Lord.
但是主Brahma他却说，他们只不过是至尊主的超然能量的一个碎片而已。
And he quoted himself in the first place because he is the secondary creator, means he is endowed with the extraordinary opulences.
而他呢，就把自己就放在了这个名单的首位。那么因为呢，他是这个宇宙的二重创造，那也就意味着他呢，实际上是拥有很卓越非凡的力量的。
But he's not proud.
但他却不骄傲。
He recognized that whatever potency, whatever opulence he has, is a fragment of the Lord's opulences.
因为呢，他就承认了，无论他所具备的怎样的力量，或者是拥有怎样的富裕，但这只不过是主的富裕的一个碎片而已。
Because in the beginning, Narada Muni was glorifying him.
因为他最开始的时候呢 ，Narada Muni 是在荣耀他。
He said, "You can understand this as a person can figure out a walnut inside his own hand."
Sorry, 阿叔。
You can understand everything. You know everything as a person knows a walnut within the grip of his hand.
Okay. 他说的就是你呢是这个知晓一切的人，那么就是一切都是在您的掌控之中。
He can grasp everything because he's the creator of everything within this universe.
因为您是这个宇宙之内的创造者，所以说呢，一切都在您的掌控之下。
So here he's saying this is just a fragment of the transcendental potency of the Lord.
所以这儿 Brahma 自己就说了，这只不过呢是至尊主的超然的能量的一个碎片而已。
So in this way, not only we become free from pride of manifesting any of those opulences, but at the same time we become Krishna conscious because we glorify the source of all these opulences that we may manifest, from which we may manifest a little fragment.
所以说呢，这样一来呢，不仅仅是这个摆脱了展示了某种骄某种力量而展示出来的骄傲，而是呢能够让自己能够承认所有的这些展示都只不过是至尊主的一个碎片，从而让自己变得具有了 Krishna 知觉。
Yeah, we become more Krishna conscious.
是的，这样会让我们变得具有更深的 Krishna 知觉。
Because through all these things, all these potencies, we are reminded of Krishna.
因为通过这些，通过所有的这些伟大的力量的展现，使得我们被提醒着有 Krishna。
If those opulences are very attractive, how much more attractive is the personality that manifests these opulences?
如果要是这些富裕已经让我们觉得非常的具有吸引力了的话， 那么我们想象一下这个 Krishna 他所拥有的这些富裕那得多有吸引力啊。
So even within the material world, we have so many opportunities. Every moment of our lives, we have so many opportunities to develop our Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，在这个物质世界里面，我们在生活的每一个时刻都有去培养我们 Krishna 知觉的机会。
Because we are constantly confronted with opulences.Those opulences of the Lord manifested in fragmented ways through other people, through nature, or within ourselves.
因为我们是时刻的都被置身在主的这些富裕的面前，那么这些都是主的富裕的碎片，无论是通过其他的人所展现的，甚至于是通过我们自己所展现的。
Or through nature.
或者是通过自然展现的。
Constantly.Constantly, we are confronted with those opulences.
所以说呢，我们是恒常不断的被置身在这些富裕之前的。
So means that every moment, at every second, we have an opportunity to be Krishna conscious.
所以说呢，我们时时刻刻都会有机会让自己变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
Okay, we stop here.
我们的讲课这一部分呢，就先停在这儿了。
And if any question or comment,
看看大家有没有任何的问题或者是评述。在吗？你上周有问题吗？没有，好像没有。Hare Krishna, yes, yes, 阿叔现在有一个问题。Now here is a question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢阿叔。今天的师姐提到很多半神人等生物，中国人一般称自己是龙的传人，龙看起来像蛇。开始从经典中寻找一些证据，想了解龙是否是半神人，或者是否是属于人和半神人之间的生物。经典有否提及这种龙的来历，以及满足某些中国人的好奇心？谢谢。Ashu, thank you very much. And today is Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day. 师姐提到the verse of today mentioned that mentioned many entities, including the demigods. The Chinese people sometimes claimed us as the descendant of the dragon. And also the dragon looked in some way very similar as a snake. I'm trying to look for some evidence from the Shastra. I want to know if the dragon is also considered as the demigod, or it is belongs to some entity which is located in between of the human being and the demigod. So I would like to know if the Shastra has mentioned anything about the origination of the dragon. In that case, we can fulfill some curiosities of the Chinese people.
Certainly, there is some, the origin of all these things are certainly from the Vedas.
OK, 那么就是这些有些这些东西呢毫无疑问他们最原初的是来自于韦达经的。
But then is by popular use, they become somehow transformed, changed, manipulated by human beings.
但是呢就是由于不断的被这个人们所引用所这个利用那么他的这个形象呢就被变了就不是他原初的那个样子了。
Yes, there are descriptions of Nagalokas who are planets with snakes.
那么确实有一个叫 Nagaloka 呢它是一个完全都是蛇的星球。
And they said the snakes within this planet are expansions, remote expansions of these Nagalokas.
Okay.You mean the snake? Sorry, these are the snakes
in this world.
Okay, 那大家呢就说， 就是在我们这个世界里面的这些蛇呢，他们是来自于那个卢卡的，是从那个地方扩展而来的。
But the snakes within this material world, this planet, they don't have the power of the Nagalokas.
但是呢，在这个世界，但是在这个世界里面的存在的这些蛇呢，他们并不拥有在 Nagaloka 里面的那些蛇所具备的力量。
The Nagas are more intelligent than human beings.
因为 Naga 要比人类要更加的有智慧。
But the snakes are considered low creatures within this planet.
但是在我们的这个星球呢，蛇被认为是更低等的生物体。
And dragons, yes, dragon might be a form of a snake with legs.
对于龙呢，也许龙呢，它是蛇的某种形象的展现，但是呢，是有脚的蛇，就是有腿的蛇。
So we don't have any information of dragons coming from heavenly planets or in between heavenly planets and lower planetary system. At least I never heard about that. But if you want to pacify the Chinese people about the dragon thing, you can always say, yes, the dragons are remote manifestations of Nagas where snakes will live in between the heaven and lower planetary systems.
但是如果我们要是想安慰中国人，要让中国人觉得好受一点的话，那我们就可以说，对，是这个蛇呀，不是这个龙啊，它就是来自于这个 Naga 星宿的这个稍微远一点的这个扩展。那么这个，那也就是说呢，这个蛇呢，它是就是这个龙呢，它是居住在这个低等星宿和天堂星宿之间的一种生物体。
But within this planet, they don't have the powers of the Nagas.
但是呢，在这个星球，他们却没有展示出 Naga 们所展示出来的力量。
You can say something like that.
所以呢，您可以这样去跟他们讲。
Okay, next question.
The next question still from Prabhu. 物质自然三形态的心意是什么关系？物质自然三形态和心意是什么关系？ How the mind and the three modes of material nature related together?
The mind and the three modes.
Yeah.
Well, mind and three modes are two different manifestations of the Mahatattva, the original material energy, agglomeration of all material energy.
You mean the mind is...
The mind and the three modes are amongst the 24 original material elements in the creation.
Okay.OK, 那么这个心意和这个物质自然呢，他们都是在这个物质创造最原始创造的那24项元素中的其中的几位。
The three modes of nature certainly have the power to influence the mind.
那么这个物质自然的三形态呢，它毫无疑问是有这个能量去影响心意的。
Means they are more powerful than the mind.
那也就是说呢，他们要比心意要更加的强大。
Because they are the three modes, means the three ways how material energy manifests. Material energy is Durga Devi is the most powerful.
那因为呢，它首先它是三个形态，也就是说呢，三个方式去让这个物质能量去进行影响的。那么这个物质能量的是 Durga Devi， 它是最有能量的，它是最有力量的。
Is the most powerful within this material world.
那所以 Durga Devi 呢？Durga Devi 它是在这个物质世界里面最具有力量的半身人。
So the three modes of material nature influence everything within the material creation.
所以说呢，在这个物质创造里面，这物质自然三形态就影响了所有的这一切。
not just the mind, but the intelligence, the senses, everything is subjected to the influence of the three modes of nature.
所以呢，它不仅仅影响了心意，它也影响了我们的智性，我们的感官。就是在这个物质世界里面的所有的一切都是在物质自然三形态的影响之下的。
Mm, our behavior, everything is influenced by the three modes of nature.
那么我比如说我们的这些行为举止啊，所以在这个物质自然里面的所有的这一切都是，就是在这个物质世界里面的所有一切都是被这物质自然的三形态所影响的。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Wansi Das Kishori Prabhu, Dibayashu.请问做了什么事情容易招惹鬼魂？有些奉献者也被鬼魂所打扰，如何摆脱鬼魂对人的打扰呢？ Please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that, what do we do to get the disturbing of the ghosts? As a matter of fact, some of the devotees, they also to be disturbed by the ghosts. How to...get away, how to free us away from the disturbing of the ghost.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, again and again and again until the ghost goes away, and he goes away purified.
所以说呢，我们就不断的一次又一次的去重复念 Hare Krishna 这个曼陀罗，然后直到呢，就是这个鬼魂被清理了，直到我们的这个旁边都被净化掉了。
So the ghost goes away, and he goes away purified.
那么，所以呢，鬼魂他就走了。当他走了以后呢，而且这个鬼魂他自己也被净化了。
Because he heard the holy name.
因为他听到了圣名。
That's the only way to deal with ghosts is to chant the holy name.
那么这是唯一的一个去。
What is the best way? The best way.
OK, 那么这是最好的去清理鬼魂的方式。
To read, we can also read the Bhagavatam, read the Bhagavad Gita before going to bed, because at night that's when they disturb the most and can leave the book open there.And can leave a little light and burn incense and so many things. But the chanting of the holy name is the most efficient.
对，还有别的办法，就比如说，因为这个鬼魂在晚上的时候是最烦人的时候，所以说呢，就在晚上睡觉之前呢，可以读一下《薄伽梵歌》呀，《薄伽瓦坛》呐，然后呢，可以开一盏小灯啊，然后呢，可以这个点一支香啊，就各种各样的这种方法。但是最好的方法呢，就是唱诵圣名。
If you read loud, huh? Read from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, read loud.
而且呢，当我们读《薄伽梵歌》跟《薄伽瓦坛》的时候呢，我们一定要大声读。
Sound, transcendental sound vibration scare the ghosts.
因为呢，就是一个超然的音震，它就会吓到鬼魂。
Okay, next question.
But he asked that,什么事情容易招 what are the issues, what are the things to attract the ghost?
Dirty things.
Okay, 那么就是什么东西招惹鬼魂，就是脏东西就会招惹鬼魂。
If you live in a dirty place, keep dirty, then more opportunities to attract ghosts.
就是如果要是这个我们要是住在一个特别脏的一个环境，然后一直让它保持脏的这个状态下的话呢，那它就有更好的机会去吸引鬼魂了。
So keep always clean is very important.
所以说呢，就一直要让我们的环境保持干净，这很重要。So the next question is from 开心 Mataji, 感恩阿叔。请接受我真诚的向您的顶拜。今天讲到这些鬼魂精灵类的生物体，我确实深有体会。我曾经被不知道什么东西给缠身了八九年，那时候身体就突然的一落千丈。以前不知道，以为是生病了，后来我发现不对劲儿，不是生病，但是身体已经不行了，所以只能够当病医治。后来发现作用不大，我就感觉是有一种特别的力量在压着我，我扛不住，就告诉了我的母亲，可是他们都不相信我。说我有病，我后来就自己想办法解决，最后找了佛教的师父来帮我。那时候我不知道 Krishna, 所以当时佛教的师父帮了我，但是我有很多的疑问，他们都不能够给我答案。后来看了《薄伽梵歌》，知道了 Krishna, 我所有的疑问就得到了答案的解决，所以说非常的感谢您的讲解，让我更加的明白，当初差点死了，还好知道了 Krishna， 要不然就白死了。阿叔 ，This is not a question. This is the comments. Firstly, he said that thank you very much for the lecture of today. Please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you. And I have some personal experience about the disturbing of the ghosts. I don't know what kind of the things have been haunted on me for 8 to 9 years, and that's to make my health has been dropped down. But I have no idea that is because of the ghost. I thought that is a sickness. So, but later I sense that is not really the physical sickness, but my health was already been collapsed. So there was no way out. I just go to the hospital to be treated there, but they were not able to do anything with me. And I just feel I have got a huge burden from those kind of disturbance. I cannot really tolerate that anymore. So I mentioned that to my mom, but none of my families believe that what I said is real. Then I just try to figure out a way to save myself. Then I went to the Buddhism followers, or maybe I go to the monks from the Buddhist temple to help me. At that time, I have no idea about Krishna. Anyway, the Buddhist monk, they helped me to chase away the ghost. But they were not able to answer many of my doubtful questions. But later, I read the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and I also know Lord Krishna from that. So all of my questions and doubt has been cleared. Here I would like to show my appreciation to you. Thank you very much for your explanation. Now I feel very grateful because I am recovered from my verge of death. I feel very fortunate that I finally get to know Krishna. Otherwise, I just will be remained in a doubtful mood to leave this body.
Yeah, what wonderful experience. Yeah, wonderful experience.
就是您所经历的是一个非常美妙的体验。
And you are not alone. So many people went through this terrible experience with ghosts.
而且呢，其实您并不孤独，因为有很多人其实都是有这种在被鬼魂所打扰的这样的体验的。
Yes, in different bona fide religions, they have methods to deal with ghosts. In many bona fide religions, they have many methods to deal with ghosts.
Okay, 那么就是很多的这些非常正宗的这个宗教的这些修习的法门，他们都有各种各样的方法去应对鬼魂。
But again, as you said, they don't have the answer to that. They cannot explain really what are these.
但是呢，就像您在这个刚才这段文字里面所讲述的那样，他们并不知道。就是他们并没有一个清晰的一个解释，到底是怎么去做的。
So one time, Srila Prabhupada was telling his disciples.
所以有一次，释迦牟尼对他的门徒们讲。
Last night, I was a ghost came to try to disturb me.
他说昨天晚上呢，有一个鬼魂来打扰我。
And the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, what happened?
然后奉献人们就开始问这个释迦牟尼帕帕，释迦牟尼帕帕发生了什么呀？
And Prabhupada said, I just laughed.
释迦牟尼帕帕说呢，我就笑。
And he went away.
然后呢，就我这么笑着呢，这鬼魂就走了。
So you see, it cannot affect a pure devotee.
所以说呢，这鬼魂它其实是没有办法去打扰一位纯粹的奉献者的。
So, and we are not pure devotees, so we chant Hare Krishna until the ghost goes away.
所以说呢，我们因为现在还不是这个纯粹的奉献者，那么我们要做的事情呢，就是我们要不断的去唱诵。那么我们通过不断的唱诵呢，这个鬼魂就走了。
And now we have these little machines which Srila Prabhupada chanting japa, you can leave the machine during the night, and you can leave Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita open, burn some incense before. If you live in a place that you suspect is being disturbed with ghosts, you can do these things before going to bed.
嗯，但是呢，就是如果你要是居住在一个你自己怀疑可能有鬼的这么一个地方呢，你晚上睡觉之前你可以做这些事情，就是因为我们有这个十二啪啪的这个小的这个念诵机，你可以把这个十二啪啪的这个念诵机给开着，然后另外呢，我们可以这个大声的去读《薄伽梵歌》《薄伽瓦檀》，然后呢，在我们睡觉的这个旁边呢，把这个《薄伽梵瓦檀》或者《薄伽梵歌》的这个书呢，也让它开着，然后还可以点一支香。
So yeah, you can always deal with these things in a Krishna conscious way.
嗯，所以说呢，我们总是可以在这个 Krishna 知觉中去应对这些事情。
Ghosts are everywhere.
鬼魂是无处不在的。
They don't occupy space.
所以因为他们根本就不需要占某个地方。
They don't have physical bodies.
因为他们也没有粗糙的躯体。
So they can be.Many of them in one place.
So 就在一个地方可以集好多这样的鬼魂。
And can enter within ourselves and disturb us.
所以然后呢，他们就可以进入到我们的体内，然后呢去打扰我们。
Next question.
下面的 question, the next question is from Radha Nananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的阿叔，请问物质是灵性的扭曲。这是经典的结论。作为不幸的我们，这些堕落者要从扭曲里走出来，只是唱诵就可以了吗？谢谢您。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. So my question is that the material is the perverted reflection of the spiritual, and this is a conclusion from the Sastra.The unfortunate fallen singers, if we want to walk out of this perverted situation, is the Hare Krishna chanting the only way? Thank you. Or we just chanting will be all right?
Yeah, if you can just chant is all right, but it, since we cannot just be chanting all the time, we have to do other things, engage our senses in different service of Krishna, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, you know, there's so many, worshipping the deities, you know, associating with devotees, anything that helps us to become Krishna conscious, it's always very good. In this way, we'll become less and less affected by material energy.
嗯，那么您可以说呢，我们只是唱诵就可以了。但问题是呢，我们不可能让自己一直处在一个恒常唱诵的状态之下。所以说呢，我们要做的事情呢，就是想尽各种各样的办法，然后呢，让我们始终的可以处在感知 Krishna 的这个知觉里面。比如说，我们可以通过去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的这个书籍，然后呢，去通过做各种各样的为 Krishna 的和 Krishna 相关的这个服务。然后呢，可以去和奉献者联谊，可以崇拜神像等等，就是所有的这些呢，就可以让我们越来越少的被物质的这些能量所影响了。
Next question.
The next question is from 穆迪普布顶拜阿叔，请问阿叔，《薄伽梵歌》第十篇，《薄伽瓦檀》的第十篇里有说到 ，Yoga Maya 和 Maha Maya 是同一种能量。是什么原因让它的作用产生了不同呢？Please accept my humble obeisances. In the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, it is said that the Yoga Maya and Maha Maya actually they are the same energy, but what to make the same energy to act differently?
Yeah, the energies of the Lord originally are one, but when there's a necessity, they can act in different ways. So, when the internal energy of the Lord acts in the material world to create an illusion, it becomes Mahamaya. In the spiritual world, it creates another type of illusion, a spiritual illusion, so the devotees can have a nice, loving relationship with Krishna without being reminded all the time that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas Mahamaya, it covers our knowledge of Krishna because we want to be independent from Krishna.
那么这个 Mahamaya 跟这个Yuga Maya 呢，他们都是主的同一种能量，但是呢它只不过呢是在不同的状态下显示出不同的这个就是做不同的这个事情。那么在这个物质世界里面呢，由于我们自己想要让自己去有自己的这种独立性，所以说呢以 Krishna 展现出来的这个 Mahamaya 呢，它就把我们对 Krishna 的这个知识所覆盖住了，然后呢让我们去尝试这种独立性的这种状态。那在这个灵性世界呢，这个存在的是 Krishna 的 Yoga Maya。那么这个 Yoga Maya 呢，它其实也是让这个奉献者处在一种这个虚幻的状态，而忘记了这个 Krishna 是至尊主，从而呢使这些奉献者能够以更加亲密的状态和 Krishna 进行联谊。
Like we have electricity. Electricity is energy.
What is that? Sorry, what is
electricity?
Oh, okay, okay. 就比如说像电，电它是一种能量。
And you can use either to create cold or to create heat.
那比如说呢，这个电呢，你可以让它制冷，也可以加热。
According to your need, you can use it in both ways.
这个是通过我们的需求而让这个电呢。做不一样的事儿。
They are totally opposite ways. Creating cold and creating heat are totally opposite, but it's from the same energy.
那么这个制冷和加热，这是完全相反的两种事儿，但是呢，它们却来自于同一个能量。
So this is just an energy, a small energy within this material world. So Krishna can manipulate his energies and use them according to needs.
那么所以说呢，这只不过是在物质世界里面所提到的一个简单的小的能量的运作而已。那么这个 Krishna 呢，他所以就可以自由的去根据不同的需求而去运用这些能量。
Krishna can change spiritual energy into material energy and again material energy into spiritual energy, or because all come from Krishna.
那么 Krishna 呢，他可以自由的把灵性能量转换成物质能量。然后呢又可以把物质能量给转回灵性能量，那么它是自由转换的原因是因为它们俩都是来自于 Krishna 的。
Last question, ABC.
ABC, Prabhu, 顶拜您的莲花足，请问您凡是什么层面？请问阿叔，白天会闹鬼吗？鬼魂有玄秘力量吗？他们是怎样影响人的呢？感恩您。Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. There are several questions. The first question is that what is the level of the Brahman level, and also okay, wait, so for this question first, and the other one is not the same.
Brahman is the effulgence of Krishna.
那么梵呢是 Krishna 的光灿。
Is pervading everywhere in the spiritual world.
那么这个梵的这个光芒呢，就 Krishna 的这个光芒呢，是在灵性世界的任何一个地方都。绽放的。
So this effulgence is formless.
那么所以说呢，就是这种光灿呢是无形的。
So it's the impersonal aspect of the Lord.
所以呢是主的非人格的展现。
Next question.
The next question. Is that possible to have the disturbance of the ghost during the daytime? And also, if the ghost have any of the mystic power?How do they affect the people or affect the human? Thank you.
Ghosts can disturb us at any time of the day.
那么这一天中的任何一个时候，鬼魂都可能会捣乱。
But they are a little more powerful at night.
但是他们晚上的力量呢，就更加的强大。
Because we fall asleep and we don't have much control.
因为当我们睡着了以后呢，我们就没有办法有好多的控制了。
They don't have mystic powers.
他们没有玄秘力量。
They just have a strong desire to use our bodies to satisfy their desires.
他们只是有一个强烈的愿望，要去用我们的躯体去满足他们的欲望。
So because they have subtle bodies, they have more facilities than we have with our gross bodies. They can go through a wall. They are not bare by any physical object as we are.
但是由于呢，他们没有这个粗糙的躯体，所以说呢，他就跟我们比起来呢，因为我们有粗糙的躯体，所以我们就有更多的限制。但他们呢就没有，他们就没有这个限制了，他们就可以什么穿墙走壁啊，就这些他们都是可以干的。
Ghost is a soul in a subtle body, which still with material desires, but not a physical body to satisfy those material desires.
那么就是这个鬼魂啊，它是处在这个精微躯体里面的，所以说呢，它依然还有那些物质的欲望，但是呢，它又没有一个粗糙的躯体去帮它满足所有它这些物质的欲望。
That's why they try to enter into other person's bodies in order to use their body, their senses for their to satisfy their material desires.
那也就为什么他想要进入到另外一个人的这个粗糙的躯体里面，然后呢，去利用这个躯体去满足他没有被满足的感官上的欲求。
They want to take possession of our bodies.
所以呢，他们就想占据这具躯体，我们的躯体。
Use our bodies to satisfy their desires.
想利用我们的躯体去满足他们的欲望。
That's why they can be very disturbing.
也就是因为这个原因呢，你会觉得非常的被打扰。
Okay, don't think about the ghosts.
Okay, 我们现在不要再去想那么多的关于鬼魂的事情。
Think about Krishna.
我们要去好好的去想 Krishna.
And if you think there are ghosts around you, just chant Hare Krishna all the time.
如果你要是觉得在你周围要有鬼魂环绕的话呢，就一直都在念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名就好了。
It's good for the ghost.
那么这一对鬼魂是很好的。
And it's particularly good for you.
而且这对我们是特别的好。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Thank you everybody. Thank you Sankh Danakeli and Sati.
非常感谢大家，非常的谢谢 Sati Maharaj 还有 Danakeli.
Hare Bol Hare Bol.
Haribo, Ashu, thank you. 把观察之音服务源于聆听、我们今天早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述，还有就是对所有的这些问题的耐心的解答，非常谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听和提出的好问题，感恩 Sati Mataji、那今天呢是母亲节，我们祝愿我们的七位母亲有一个非常美妙的母亲节，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的母亲节。 Hare Krishna